My boy is Clyde. Clyde. Producer's job. They wanna be down with the crew. Welcome to another episode of Down With The King. And I am your humble host, the sole proprietor and CEO of Fantasy Football One-on-One, the Fantasy Typhoon, a.k.a. the Mentalist. What's going on, fantasy footballers? How you doing out there? Been away for a while. Been in the lab, man. Been going through all 32, getting this draft kit together for you guys. Pre-order now for $9.99 before we raise the price once we finish. Still have about 8 teams left to finish, and then we're going to send it to editing, and then it'll be ready to purchase, and that's when the price will raise a little bit. So make sure you go by the site, fantasytyphoonblogspot.com. Go ahead and take a look at what we have to offer. Across the All 32 draft kit. There's a couple of sample pages up. Take a look. If you like, order. If you don't like, hey, it's no problem. But we do have content here ready to help you. Ready to help you dominate your fantasy football leagues for the 2015 season. Whether it's redraft, whether it's standard PPR, whether it's keepers, whether it's dynasty, whether it's auction, man, we got you covered, man. You know, we have a loyal fan base. You know, a couple of guys came in just going back through, and you know, sometimes you need encouragement and you just go back through old emails, man. I got from the 2013 draft kit, man. After the season was over, man, guys won the league, you know, bona fide playoff. You're almost bona fide playoffs once you order the kit. You almost, can't say guaranteed, but guys who ordered it, well, ladies, guys, when I say guys, I mean guys, you know, men and women, people who ordered, folks who ordered it, man, everyone's made the playoffs thus far, you know, and you have to give yourself a chance because, you know, once you get to the playoffs, guys, we all know right then it's a crapshoot, man. It's a lottery ticket. You know, there's no real super skill once you get to the playoffs, man. You just hope the guys do what they normally been doing, or nobody, you know, takes an injury. But I make sure you subscribe and like this YouTube channel. I mean, make sure you subscribe and like this iTunes channel here. We got the YouTube channel coming up. We're about to take some space on Block Talk Radio. We're about to get some real NFL guys in, sit down and talk with them for a little bit, and then, you know, bounce a couple of fantasy football nuggets and real NFL nuggets, you know, off myself and a couple of co-hosts. So we got a lot of things coming down the pike. As always, you can Google or Bing the Fantasy Typhoon. Type in the Fantasy Typhoon, Google or Bing, then hit enter. That's my whole page. That's all the various websites I work for. This is up. LinkedIn is up. Everything is up. However you want to contact me. Also, for those who have more pressing questions, more personal questions, you can always email me at the Fantasy Typhoon at hotmail.com. And man, like I said, been away, man. Been in the lab, man, looking at these players, man. Seeing some things, seeing some rises and some fallers, man. We give you the draft list, you know, what a value is for each team. we pull out one player from each team, which is the value guy. Might not be the best guy on the team. Like, let's say for Pittsburgh, just throw that out there as an example. Our value guy is Martavis Bryant. Antonio Brown's going high. Le'Veon Bell's going high. And Roethlisberger's going high this year. So get prepared for that. When you see Ben Roethlisberger come off the board before Matthew Stafford, they're not crazy. They understand what they're doing. So Ben Roethlisberger now, he's not that late round steal like last year. Like, I got him last year, about the eighth round? And, you know, hey, he helped us win our league. You know, I won my league. But basically with that pick and Odell Beckham, they carried me on through there. You know, those two back-to-back down. He served up on the Colts and I forgot the other team. He served up when, you know, two back-to-back six touchdowns. that put me in the place. That put me in the house. Like we say, we have you laughing on Sundays. And we do all our work. I mean, I work with my tongue out, you know, all during the offseason. Because when in season comes, that's when I relax and laugh. Because the work has been done. You know, all the heavy lifting has been done. You know, when the waivers hit, we already have critiqued the guys. So we know, you know, who to pick up and who to avoid already, because we've already been through the whole roster and you already have it in your all 32. So you just go back and look. Oh, okay. Well, such and such went down. Let me see. He don't recommend him. So let me find another. It's already included, you know. Take my hats off to you guys who got in on the rookie, on our rookie draft special. Sold a lot of those, had a lot of supporters. And I'll just give you a snippet of the content that we put out in the first round. Basically we gave you the three top players in the first round of your rookie draft. Guys that you must have, can't miss talent. You know, and it's not, you know, we don't gel. Let me tell you now. Let me just go ahead and put this disclaimer out. We don't gel with the Mel Kuypers and the Mike Mayocks. What we suggest, 9 times out of 10, now every now and then we all agree on something, but our review, you know, and the synopsis, when we put an eye on a player, we come away with different things. We see different things. You know, not saying we're right all the time, but when you're in that first round, when you win your first round draft, guys, I know I play fantasy football as well. And when you're in the first round of your rookie draft, you do not want a Bishop Sankey. You don't want that. That's what you're trying to miss. You know, you're trying to miss that Trent Richardson. You know, you're trying to miss these guys. And when you're listening to social media and the pundits, man, you're going to pick him up because that's the one they're touting. That's the one they're behind. That's the one they're, you know, that's the one that has the full head of steam. You know, those ones are going to end up on your roster because those are the ones that's getting all the hype. And, you know, when you fall right in line, you know, it's just like a line. Everybody's falling off the cliff and you just getting right in line. You're just waiting your turn to fall off the cliff. You know, Tavon Austin, 1.1, we told you loud and clear, no, don't do that. Our subscribers didn't do it. They laughed on Sunday. We told you, Giovanni Bernard, he's a good player. He's an excellent player. But he's not that AB between the gap bangers. That reduces him automatically reduces him to a scat bag. Automatically. You know, he's automatically going to play second field. And boom. Now you're sitting there with Giovanni Bernard. You spent a high first round on him. You know, I mean, he's giving you a return on production. Don't get me wrong. But that's not what you want from your first round. You don't want your first round to get bumped out of his job. You want a guy that's going to come in, play, give you some Pro Bowl stats, maybe even Hall of Fame stats. A guy, especially in your Dynasty Keeper League, you know, in your Dynasty Keeper League, when you draft that first round pick, you want that guy. You kind of want to keep him forever or sell him for at least 2-3 first-round picks later on down the road. Am I right? So, keeping it moving, this is what we suggested to our subscribers at Fantasy Football 101. This is what our subscribers did. I just go ahead and give you the transparency of the first round guys who we suggested that you must get. These are guys, three guys you must have. You got to find a way. Now, they fall in, the strange thing is that they fall in each range. One you could get at the 1.1, one you can get at the 1.5, and one you can get at the 1.10, 1.9 range. So, if you 14 team lead, you got to move up. We'd rather see you move up, you know, put a piece together. We'd rather see you put a piece together, move up and get a guy that's going to perform as opposed to staying where you are and then getting somebody that's going to be a dud. You see what I'm trying to say? We're trying to help you miss it. There's three guys we're suggesting here. Number one, if you're at the 1.1, do not take Todd Gurley. Now, I know everybody's telling you Todd Gurley this and that, and it has nothing to do with the injury. Now, we here at Fantasy Football 101, we like Todd Gurley, and we think Todd Gurley is going to produce, but he's not going to give you that 1.1 production that you want. I'm talking about you taking this guy top of your fantasy rookie draft. Now, if you don't have the 1.1, that's fine. You should be clapping and let somebody else take Todd Gurley. You sit back and you laugh on that one. Good, you take it. Now, that first half in between the 1.1 through, let's say, the 1.4, you need Melvin Gordon. That's what you need. You won't hear this nowhere else. This is, you stumbled upon this podcast. We don't advertise that much. I don't even put these on Twitter no more. You got to know us, and you got to find us through word of mouth, basically. We're not advertising, you know. I don't even put it up on the website no more. I don't even put these podcasts up no more. You got to find it. You got to be up one night digging in your fantasy, Googling around, just finding, and boom, let me see what Fantasy Football 101, what's that? Fantasy Typhoon, who is that? And then you just give us a listen. And once you listen to us, and we always get it, once you listen to us and you hear what we say, 9 times out of 10, you come back. And when you come back and then you get in and you hear what we're saying, and it might not gel with you at first because you might say, oh, man, those guys crazy over there. But later on down the road, sooner or later, the proof is going to come out. 9 times out of 10, we keep standing. Now, we miss some as well, but the majority of the time, you miss that landmine. And your Kevin White, he's not ready yet. He's not officially ready to come in and rock and roll. He's still a little raw. You know, you don't want a guy that's going to come out, you know, struggle a little bit. You want a guy that's coming into the league that's ready to rock and roll. That's your Melvin Gordon. So if you can, let's say if you're at the 1.4 and you see Todd Gurley go, and then you see Amari Cooper go, you got to put your pants on and go get him. Or you can sit there, or let's say if you don't have anything to put and you're at the 1.4 and you want to move up, and then Melvin Gordon comes off at the 1.3, that's fine. You just take Devontae Parker at 1.4. That's fine. Fine, because Devontae Parker is our number one wide receiver in this rookie draft. We're telling you now. We're telling you in May. OTAs haven't even started yet. So you haven't even heard the training camp holler yet. We're before this. Remember? So if you're listening to this podcast now in August, September, you know, when the football season has started, and now the water has broke, so to speak, and now the birth of the Devontae Parker is taking place, man, we already told you. Our subscribers are laughing. He's already secured on their rosters. Now they have a choice. Now, if they're a rebuilding team, now they have a choice. Should I get my two or three first? for 2016 because I hit on one draft pick. Do I take it and turn it into something 2016, come back to the Fantasy Typhoon? Who do I pick, man? Who do I pick? Then we give you the next three or four, however the draft falls. You know, whatever the talent is. Sometimes there's three. Sometimes there are four. You know, sometimes there are two. We don't know yet. It depends on the talent. It depends on what talent comes into the league. But Melvin Gordon is your upper echelon guy, 1.1 to 1.4. Get him. If you need running back, get him. Now, Devontae Parker is your 1.5, I would say to about 1.8. Now, if you're at 1.8, you need a wide receiver, don't go Dorial Green-Beckham. Don't do it. Don't do it to yourself. The guy's raw. Okay, let me put it to you this way. Like I said on the other show I was on a couple of weeks ago, here's the deal. Here's the deal with Dorial Green-Beckham. You don't hear it nowhere else. You only hear it from Fantasy Football 101, from yours truly, the Fantasy Typhoon. This is the only way place you'll get it, but it's real. Because you'll see once week one rolls around, you'll see what we're talking about. Here's the deal. Dorial Green-Beckham is raw. Now, there's two sides to the coin when you're looking at and when you're reviewing your players. I will let you look through the window. And I'm going to close it on you. You can't see the whole recipe. All right. Outstanding speed, and it shows up on film. That's a plus. You got to show it on film. I don't care if you're Breshad Perriman, you look 4.5 on film. Run a 4.3, that scares the bejeebies out of us. That runs me away. Now that makes me think, are you lazy on the field? Because I don't see your 4.3 jets on the field. So, that, you know, Mel Kiper and Mayock, they raise them, we lower them. We can't have you run a 4.3 at pro day or at the combine and then run 4.5, 4.6 on film and you're not separating from guys. I'm talking about guys who are going to be insurance men. You're playing against seniors that are future insurance men, and you can't give me at least a 3 yard cushion when you on a go route. Come on, man. That's either you don't have the 4.3 jets on film, or you don't basically really have it, or you're lazy, or you just not committed to the game. So in other words, there's a disconnect somewhere. So let's move on to door. Let's keep it up. My fault. On Dorial Green-Beckham. And Dorial Green-Beckham has the jets. He has hands. He's a good player. He has Hall of Fame talent, absolutely. I'm not discrediting the young man for that. And when we give our synopsis on guys, we're not hating on nobody. Like I said, I've never played a down of NFL football, so I take my hat off to these guys. I respect each and every man out there trying to make a living, you know, for his family. You know, and he chose the route to take, you know, the brutalness and the heavy hitting, you know, the many car crashes that these guys take. They take about 10, 12 mini car crashes a game. I take my hat off to these guys. You have to have talent to be out there and do it. I don't have it. You know, I'm not nowhere near NFL worthy. And I have no right, you know, to sit back and down a guy unless the film shows me what I see. Then I'm not downgrading the guy. Now I'm reporting to you what I see. And you see what I'm saying? So there's a difference. So I'm not bashing Dorial Green-Beckham by no means. The young man, I hope he makes it. I'm just telling you what the film shows us. That's all we're doing here. No hate. He put it on film. Now I got to bring it to you. So you look at Dorial Green-Beckham as a two-sided coin. And look at all you. So when you're doing your own homework, you got to look. The wide receiver, all positions, you got to look at it. It's a two-headed coin. And to get the best production from a player the quickest, you got to have both sides of the coin. You know, now, Dorial Green-Beckham has Hall of Fame heads, you know, head side of the coin. Everything falls into place. The guy has everything you want. You turn it over to the tail side, he's as far as maturity, he hasn't played a whole year. And you enter into the fact, I don't even think the guys really work from a playbook yet. If you ask me, now I could be totally wrong, but I'm just telling you from what I've seen. And I don't think the guy has no understanding of NFL nuances. He doesn't know where to sit down at, in these routes at. The guy doesn't know, it's more than just having raw talent. You got to have some sort of mind. You got to have an NFL IQ. You got to have that. You got to have a NFL talent level Hall of Famer on the head side. And then when you flip the coin over, you have to have NFL IQ Hall of Fame talent. So you got to have both sides of the coin. Dorial Green Beckham just doesn't have both of those sides of the coin yet. Now, if you want to draft Dorial Green Beckham, see, that's why guys come to us, and this is why guys succeed. Now, if you pick Dorial Green Beckham, you got to hold him at least 4 years before you trade him. See, now that changes everything. That changes everybody. That changes our subscribers. When they go pick Dorial Green Beckham, they already know, in their Dynasty Keeper Leagues, they already know they have to clear out 3 years minimum space for Dorial Green Beckham for him to evolve IQ-wise. They know this. It's just a difference when you draft Dorial Green Beckham thinking he's coming out year one and going to be a world beater. Now he doesn't in year one. Now you're upset and you're mad when our subscribers who drafted Dorial Green Beckham already know. Okay, that's fine. We're on plan. We've already scratched year one and two. We're not really looking for any production, any serious world beating, Hall of Fame, Pro Bowl type talent to jump off the screen until at least year three. That's where the disconnect is. That's why you get mad at your people, and our people are like, hey, okay, all right, I understand what I'm getting. Once you're informed, you kind of understand what you're getting. Now you can deal with it. So if you really have to have Dorial Green Beckham on your squad and you have to take him, just know that 3 years, you can't trade him. Now, those of you who don't understand that, who missed this podcast, and you're in the league with somebody who drafted Dorial Green Beckham, this is what we tell our subscribers as well, on the flip side. Now, if you missed Dorial Green Beckham, don't worry about it. Let somebody else carry him for year one. And let them come back upset. Now, that's when you come in and you take them off their hands. You take them off their hands 2016. Now you buy them this time next year. You buy Dorial Green Beckham from your friend for, what, a third? Second? Maybe two-thirds. Now you understand you got to wait 2 years now. So you see what I'm saying? So now you understand what you're getting. As long as you understand what you're buying, you're fine. So we can't suggest Dorial Green Beckham. Devontae Parker. We got Devontae Parker over Amari Cooper, over Kevin White. He's the number one wide receiver that's coming out this year. And you're going to hear, I'm telling you, once OTA start, it's over. If you didn't get him, you might. His stock is just going to rise. And before the season starts, you can already get two firsts for Devontae Parker before the season even starts. I'm telling you now. I'm on record with this. So if you're at the 1.5, if you're at the 1.4 and you miss Gordon, and you don't, let's say you don't need a running back, you need a wide receiver, then just wait. Your league mates are going to go Gurley, Cooper, maybe White or Gordon, but that'll be your number four. Then at number five, you got it. You got Parker sitting right there. So you scoop him up. All right, let's say if you're back at the 110 or you have the last pick of the first round, then you're going to have to move up because you can't take Amir Abdullah. Now, I'm not saying Amir Abdullah isn't talented. Amir Abdullah, spark score, fantastic. You know, he has the tangibles. He's fantastic. He's just too tiny. He's just too small. You know, and he doesn't have that small that looks big on film. He has the small that looks even smaller on film. You know, he coming in at, what, 205, 206. But when you look at him on film, man, that cat looks 198, 200. So he not only looks small, he is not only small, he looks smaller even when you look at him. So we're trying to save you that headache of having a guy come in, you know, mastering punt returns and kickoff. You want your running back coming in rocking and rolling. That's why we suggest T.J. Yeldon on the back half. You gotta move up to get him. You have to. Now, we'll give you a fourth alternative just in case you miss. We got you covered there, too. But if you must have a running back and you miss Gordon, don't get Tevin Coleman. Don't worry about Tevin Coleman. Don't worry about Tevin Coleman. Let him go. Don't worry about Amir Abdullah. Let him go past you. You get T.J. Yeldon, now the lead running back for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Get him now. Because when training camp comes around, we're telling you now, hype is going to, it's not going to be hype. Hype is hype. It's real when it's real. What he's going to be doing in camp is going to be real. You're just going to be hearing real stories. Hype is when somebody's out there doing damage and they can't do it on the field on Sunday. That's hype. Real is when he's doing it and he's going off in camp and it's transferring to the field on Sundays. And it's transferring to your fantasy points when you're sitting there calculating your fantasy score as the fantasy stats calculate for you to win a game. That's when you want your guy going off. You could care less about the hype unless it translates to fantasy points for you to help you win your league on Sunday. That's what you want. I play fantasy football. I know. That's what you're looking for. That's what you should get from T.J. Yeldon. So now if you're at the 1.14 or 1.12, you know, and you see you're getting close, once Breshad Perriman or Beckham comes off the board, man, you got to make a decision. You have to make a decision. You have to make a decision. And we suggest, we hear Fantasy Football 101, we simply suggest, man, you got to put something with that and you got to go get Yeldon, man. You can't, everything else on the board, you can't deal with it. You can't deal with it. You have to go put something with it and jump up and go get your guy. You know, because those three guys don't happen. Cause this time next year, you're going to be happy you got them, or you're going to be a little upset that you missed them. There's another guy I want to throw in right quick, just in case he's a sleeper. Well, not really a sleeper, but that's Nelson Agholor. So let's say if you miss out on all and you have to have a wide receiver, you get Nelson Agholor. We see him as a Amari Cooper on steroids. He's better than Cooper. Mayock and Kuiper won't tell you that. We will. Training camp hype is going to come out on this guy, and it's going to be real. You can take him and trade him quickly, or you can go ahead and say, hey, you know what? I like the guy. I'm just going ahead and keep him. That's what we do here at Fantasy Football 101. We help you avoid the landmines. Yep. See, that's what we're here for. Fantasy Football 101. Make sure you like, make sure you give us some feedback. Make sure you subscribe to us, to the iTunes channel. Make sure you swing by the website, fantasytyphoonblogspot.com. Make sure you email me, thefantasytyphoon@hotmail.com, if you have any pressing questions or anything that comes to mind, as opposed to what we just put out there on record. Yep, we went on record. The guys you need to have out of round one. I'll review it right quick. You got to have Melvin Gordon. You got to have him. Over Todd Gurley, absolutely. You got to have Devontae Parker. Got to have him. And you got to have T.J. Yeldon. Got to have him. Another player. We're behind him, but we're not saying you got to have him. You know, if you miss him, it's fine. But if you get him, if you have that extra pick and you need another wide receiver and, you're bumping down, pick up Yeldon, and you let's say you picked up Parker. You come out of there with Parker, Yeldon, and Aguilar. That was a nice draft. That was a nice first round. Nice first round. So that's what we do, man. We try to help you avoid those guys, man, avoid those landmines. And even the landmines, we tell you when to come back and get them. So, I mean, we got a whole full report on round two. You know, Duke Johnson on your round two. J.I.G. on your round two. Get in there, man. Duke Johnson, man, if you look at what he's working with, man, he's that one-cut runner. He might be the best one-cut runner running back coming out of the draft. Now, he's the best visionary one-cut runner coming, cutback runner coming out of the draft. You team that with the number one offensive line who opens cutback lanes in the Cleveland Browns. You got something there. So you got to, let me say that again. You have the number one cutback runner coming out of the draft, teamed up with the number one offensive line and making cutback lanes. Now, you're going to have to wait a minute. He's not just going to come in and go running. You got to wait. So we got to tell you that. So don't pick him up and be round one. Oh, Typhoon, year one, man. He ain't, no, don't come to us like that because we're telling you. You're going to have to put a little time for production on that. He's not a bona fide guy like you get in the first round. That's why we tell you, you know, when you're trading, make sure you always trade. Put two twos together in the offseason, go get you a first round. Make sure you all your draft picks, make sure you pick it no later than mid-second. Anything after mid-second, you're totally guessing. You can find something there, but it would be better to team that second and that third, and then try to get into the early part of the second or into the first round itself. That makes better sense, and you have a better chance of getting one of the guys, one of the can't-miss guys who we back. So this was just a little rookie draft preview. Now, I couldn't really come out with this before because, you know, a lot of guys in my league listen to this. Listen to the Fantasy Typhoon Down with the King segment. So I can't release those nuggets. I can't release them until my rookie draft is finito. Or at least that first round is finito. So just letting you know, we do have rookie draft content as well. You don't see it on the website because you're not a subscriber. When you're a subscriber, we have articles and they're coming out. We just do it different. We don't have the website with bells and whistles. We do all of that, and then what we do is we take that information, and then we send it straight to your inbox. That's how we do it. See, we don't have the website with the bells and whistles. See, your website can be full of bells and whistles, man, but your content, people get nominated on. It's content what matters. Now, maybe one day I'll put forth the effort and money and go ahead and bring in the content. And do the bells and whistles website with all the flashy pictures and, you know, and all the moving parts. But right now, I kind of like what we're doing. You know, we're underground. You have to find us. And when you do, man, 9 times out of 10, man, guys don't leave. They become loyal fans and they become dominating their leagues, man. And they sit back, man, you know what? That Typhoon system, what they have going on, man, is pretty good. So just wanted to say those things. Just let you know, open up a little window into your first round of your rookie drafts. Can't miss guys. And as always, you can Google or Bing the Fantasy Typhoon, hit enter. You know, that's my whole page, man. Everything you see, that's me. Or you can email me at thefantasytyphoon@hotmail.com if you have any pressing questions. And YouTube channel's coming up. We're trying to get some blog talk space. Like I said, man, we're trying to bring in. We have a list of guys already committed, ex-NFL players who are already committed to coming to the show, sitting back and talking real football with us, and then we'll take that and translate it over into the fantasy community. So we have something for everybody. We have something for Dynasty. We have something for Keepers, Auction, no matter what type of setting, scorings, return leagues, whatever, standard, PPR, it doesn't matter. We can get your team together. We can have you dominating on Sunday. We can sit back and have you laughing. You know, you set your lineup. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, this is what it all boils down to. You know, you can take somebody in the 6th round, 7th round. You can go quarterback in the 1st. All that doesn't matter. Only thing that matters is on Sunday, your team is man for man, pound for pound, going to produce more fantasy points than the guy next to you. That's all it boils down to. It's not all that hard as people try to make it look out to. You can't take a quarterback in the 1st. You could do whatever needs to be done just as long as on Sunday at 1 o'clock when you check in your lineup will produce more fantasy points than the guy next to you. Simple as that. And that's what we're here to do. That's what we're here to help you do. Tons of approaches. There's no right or wrong way. Zero running back theory, zero wide receiver theory, take a 2 running backs heavy, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Always can win. But at the end of the day, you want to be dominating. So I'll leave you with this. Don't just win. Dominate!